It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Paul Williams, Chief of Police for the Springfield Police Department. Chief Williams, thank you for being our guest today. Several years ago, I read a Springfield News Leader story about racial disparities in police stops in Springfield and in the state of Missouri, and I'd like to find out how we're doing on that today.
So we've actually been collecting that data for almost 20 years, since 2000. The statute changed and requires every police officer to record 23 different factors related to every traffic stop. So everything from the location to all the information we find out about the driver, the reason for the stop, the result of the stop, et cetera. We track that on every stop, compile it in a report, and send it out to the Missouri Attorney General's office every year.
What does this data show us about our racial makeup of our traffic stops?
So let me talk about just Springfield specifically, and it hadn't changed much, believe it or not, in 20 years. It's kind of a base comparison to what the community looks like and then what the traffic stops look like. And so generally it's been about the same. We stop about twice as many African-American drivers as there are in the community based on our census numbers. And that's kind of a baseline to start with. Okay, so then what does that mean? It's disparate, but it does not equal discrimination. So what we do then is dive behind the numbers and look at why are these stops being made and make sure there's nothing inappropriate occurring. And that's an extensive process where we review each and every stop. Can't get into it now, but there's a scientific formula for showing if there's potential for bias related to those stops. And we take that formula and spits out. And generally, on average, out of the 350 officers, we have 15 or 20 that require some additional review and discussion with their supervisor and diving into their numbers because they're really off.
So you can actually run these numbers through this algorithm, and it will figure out where there could be bias in or dim in the stops.
It's Dr. Stockberger's formula. It's a scientific formula that we've adopted, and it kind of gives us a first glance, and then we really dive into those 15 or 20 officers and look at every one of their stops, look at what caused it, what was the result, where they work, what their assignment is, what their focus is. They're interviewed by their supervisor, and it's reviewed by the chain of command to see if there's a problem or not.
If there is a problem, is there additional training that you can conduct with these officers? Is there other programs that you have?
Sure. So we kind of start from the front end to try to prevent. I've been doing training related to racial profiling and diversity, cultural diversity, for well over 20 years, even in advance of the state statute change. And then in 2011, we actually worked with Pratt & Associates, Francine and Wes Pratt, and then Dr. Leslie Anderson here on staff at Missouri State to develop some training on implicit bias. Everyone has some unconscious biases that they may not even be aware of. Our goal is to make sure people are aware of that and they don't take action based on that. So we've been doing that training for every officer. We did it in 2011, followed up 2 years later. It's included in our academy curriculum and then annual in-service trainings to update on that. So making the officers more aware of what they might be doing in the back of their mind that may result in a traffic stop or interaction with a citizen. And I think that's been very successful.
Well, that sounds great. And I believe I read that also you kind of collaborate with the NAACP and some other groups to help increase understanding and...
Sure. So, you know, specifically to the traffic stops, every year after I complete that analysis, I have a meeting with NAACP and we go over each and every one of those officers that was shown to be disparate. And I ask their thoughts and opinions on what I've discovered and if they see anything else and make sure they get their questions answered. Been very successful to this point. We've been doing that for 9 years now. Hasn't been one that they've gone, nope, we don't agree. We think this person is discriminating, not just their numbers are disparate. So it's been a very open and frank discussion. And then in collaboration with NAACP, 3 times now, we employed a unbiased third-party researcher from Missouri State to look at those numbers and give us a comprehensive report on his thoughts of that. So those reports are available on our website. We've talked about those. I presented those at NAACP, and it's kind of come to the same conclusion that the numbers are disparate, but there's no evidence that there's discrimination in the police actions here in Springfield.
Now, you mentioned your website. So a person could go to – how would they reach this information online?
Sure. So on our website, cityofspringfield.org, .gov to the police department tab. We have those annual reports on there. You can also go to the Missouri Attorney General's report website if you want the annual traffic stop report. And then if you have further questions about any of this, you can contact the police department, either my public affairs officer, Jasmine Bailey, or directly to me. Email me at off our website, and we'll get a response back to you.
Thank you so much, Chief Williams. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest has been Paul Williams, Chief of Police for the Springfield Police Department. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.